with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
How to stop the ringing in your ears. The official medical terminology for that is tinnitus. My guest is Dr. Timothy France. He's a board-certified ears, nose, and throat physician. He's an author and speaker. He just wrote a book titled Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing. He has over 20 years' experience with this. Dr. France, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Mike.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So, ringing in the ear, it's not just ringing in the ear, though, is it? Can you give us a better definition of what tinnitus is?
Yeah, in a nutshell, tinnitus, and which is also pronounced tinnitus, depending on who you listen to, is a perception of sound when no sound is present. And it can be heard in one ear, both ears, or the other ear.
So it could be, you know, it's not just the classic ringing. We're talking about anything that, you know, a rumbling type noise, stuff like that would be characterized as tinnitus,
yeah,
or tinnitus, right?
Absolutely. Typically, it's a high-pitched ringing. That's typical. But people hear cricket sounds, roaring sounds, sounds like the ocean, sometimes sounds like a high-tension wire, clicking sounds, a musical sound sometimes, even like a leaky faucet sound. People describe lots of different sounds that they hear, but primarily it is a high-pitched ringing sound, and usually it's
So we don't really have time to go into why that might be happening, the latest research and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to get into how we can eliminate this for people. And you have, a matter of fact, you talk about eight ways, so I'd like to get into that. But before we do, when should somebody go see their doctor about this? I mean, when is this something that maybe I need to take this a little more seriously?
Well, number one is if it's only in one ear, if the tinnitus is only in one ear, that is kind of a mild danger sign of a more serious problem. Not simply tinnitus, continuous tinnitus, but possibly even a tiny tumor. Very rare, but if it's in one ear only and there's no obvious cause, such as a loud explosion by the ear or recent concert attendance or shooting a gun or whatnot, then that's one thing that they might want to get it checked out. The other thing is, how uncomfortable is the tinnitus? If it's just a minor nuisance and it's easily ignored, probably they can just live with it or do several things to try to get rid of it. But if it's really uncomfortable or interfering with their life or their sleep, they should get some attention. And I would recommend an ear, nose, and throat physician who's board certified in their area.
Perfect. Awesome. Great answer. So I'm going to put you on the spot now, Dr. France, because you said you have eight ways, right, to reduce or eliminate. And you only have about 6 minutes, so I'm going to make this tough on you. So why don't we go, and I'm going to make sure we hit all eight, so why don't we just start with, you know, one of the first things you suggest for people?
Okay, number one, most people with tinnitus, I'm going to call it tinnitus for this discussion, have hearing loss. There's almost always some mild hearing loss or sometimes severe hearing loss associated with the tinnitus. So number one thing is get your hearing checked, number one. And let's say you have tinnitus and a hearing loss that's not surgically treatable by your doctor, by your ear, nose, and throat doctor. There are special hearing aids now licensed by the FDA to control tinnitus, and they work in over 90% of patients, maybe not to eliminate it, in some cases to eliminate it, but in others to make it much more tolerable so that comfort level gets more comfortable. So that's the number one thing. Number two, stress. Any amount of stress will make tinnitus worse. And I'll tell you right now, when people are living a hectic life and burning the candle at both ends, they're going to hear more tinnitus. And that's mainly, I believe, because of the stress hormones secreted by the adrenals, the glucocorticoids, which are more prevalent. When people go to Hawaii and relax for a week, usually they don't really hear the tinnitus that much because they're relaxing. Or if they do biofeedback, meditation, get a hobby, number two. Number three, aspirin. I wish every bottle of aspirin had a big warning on it saying this will either cause tinnitus or make your tinnitus worse, because aspirin is a big offender. And not just aspirin, but any products with salicylates in them, such as Pepto-Bismol, Alka-Seltzer, etc. That's a real big one. And I always ask people, especially people who are taking like daily aspirin for heart disease, I'll say, hey, do you take a daily aspirin? Oh, yeah, I don't really take an aspirin. I just take one of those little baby aspirins. I'm like, that's enough to cause ringing of your ears. Number four, sometimes tinnitus can be a very, very simple problem to solve by an ear, nose, and throat physician. If with a good exam, if there's a simple piece of earwax against the eardrum, it can cause tinnitus. And that's removed in, 5 minutes with a microscope and a little loop. A hair can push on the eardrum, causing tinnitus. I've seen this before. And certainly a common condition, which is fluid in the ears. Sometimes children won't really complain about this much. They typically don't. But children tend to develop a lot of middle ear fluid, and they have a lot of tinnitus. In fact, I'm working on a study to see if kids can describe the tinnitus sounds a little bit better. So a fluid, wax, a hair in the ear canal. Another is caffeine. Any stimulant can make the tinnitus worse. Anything that gets you more stressed out or stimulated. Nicotine's another big one. Now, getting back to caffeine, there was a big study released just, a month or two ago with over 10,000 women with large dose of caffeine. We're talking 6 or 8 cups of caffeinated coffee a day, who had actually less tinnitus. So for years, I've been telling people to lay aside the caffeine, but that's not necessarily the case. The research is still out for that one, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get to another condition that I see a lot. Of course, I'm a specialist now, so a general practitioner may not see as much of this, but it's called Meniere's syndrome. It's a condition of the inner ear which causes the tinnitus. The distinctive factor is this tinnitus is usually a low tone, very low tone, instead of a high-pitched tone, and it's associated with some dizziness and hearing loss, as well as a fullness in usually one ear. And the bottom line with Meniere's syndrome is there's too much inner ear fluid. No one really knows the cause, hence it's not Meniere's disease, but it's a syndrome. And the treatment for that, the number one treatment is sodium restriction of the diet. So I would say if someone has a problem with tinnitus, watch the sodium in your diet. Your family doctor would be thrilled if you're cutting down on sodium.
I was going to try not to interrupt, but I'm a talker, Dr. France. I can't help it. So the Meniere's disease. So the increased fluid, the low tone. What about aldosterone therapy? Have you heard anything there for Meniere's?
For Meniere's, though, the first thing I would do is do a good hearing test, restrict the sodium in the diet. If someone's really unable to do that because they eat a lot of processed foods or they're on the road a lot or whatever, then I'd put them on a diuretic, yes. And I usually start with something simple like hydrochlorothiazide or something just to get that sodium out. And not forever, but for a couple of weeks to see if it helps. There are surgical treatments for Meniere's where the abnormal sensations are obliterated using a gentamicin antibiotic through an ear tube that's placed in the eardrum surgically. That often results in complete loss of hearing, though. It's really a crapshoot. And I do refer people to a super specialist in my area for that, but that's kind of a technical thing for this discussion.
Okay. So we have check hearing, stress, watch your aspirin, clean your ears, avoid the stimulants and caffeine. The low tone and hearing issues, you might consider Meniere's disease, and we just covered that. So I think there's two more ways to eliminate this. What are the last two?
I've got 10 more, but I'll give you a couple more. Number one is stress-relieving medication. Some people really cannot reduce the amount of stress in their life, and they need benzodiazepine, Xanax, Valium, something to reduce stress, or use biofeedback methods with a professional.
Okay, why don't you give us number 8, because we only got a few seconds left. So what's number 8?
Number 8, tinnitus retraining therapy. This is for people who have severe tinnitus. Hearing aids don't work. None of the above 7 things work. They've seen their ear doctor. It takes months. It's done on a one-to-one basis, but it does work very well with a patient's active participation. Tinnitus retraining therapy called TRT.
All right, Dr. Franz, is there quickly a website you can send people to?
Yeah, I would first send people to my own website, thehearedoc.com. But there's a fantastic website at the American.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're going to have to leave it there. TheHearDoc.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.